Mr. Colson.
Hello?
Yes, sir, Mr. President.
Did I catch you in bed?
No, not at all, sir. You had a busy day.
Yes, we certainly did. It was, my God, they really poured the crowds out there.
Well,
what a workout. It's hard to know whether I gave Haldeman a little hell about not getting the... Which they do their best to get the photo cars up where the crowds are, but they estimated 425,000, which means they counted every single soul in the cities that we were in. And I would say it was probably closer to 600,000 to 700,000, but 425,000 is a pretty good show.
Any way you look at it, that's a hell of a number.
And they were enthusiastic and so forth. A few hecklers. We had a hell of a rally in Nassau, 19,000 screaming, hollering people. Then I went over to Suffolk, and they had 15,000 at the airport at 11 o'clock.
Oh, my God.
When we left, 10:30. But I don't know. I don't know what got on the news.
Well, the television was fine, Mr. President. I just saw glimpses of it because I was...
Well, you can get the rundown in the morning.
Busy, but I had people watching it. Shurz came in and said it was excellent. TV, very straight. Almost 3 minutes in each of the three networks. And I happened to see NBC, which I thought was quite good. And he had...
What do they run? What kind of stuff?
The motorcade.
They concentrate on hecklers?
CBS did. According to Shurz, CBS had more on hecklers than they deserved.
Right. There were so few. There were just a few, just well-placed and so forth. But Christ, their crowds were just screaming and yelling and hollering. It was something.
Oh, NBC had some marvelous crowd shots of the crowds closing in around the limousine and you reaching out. Come to think of it, they had a couple of signs, McGovern signs.
That's all right. There were McGovern signs all over the place. They were shouting and screaming. They're doing a lot worse to us than we're doing to him, but I don't want to do it to him.
I thought of that watching it today. My God, all the screaming he's done about.
Yeah.
Thanks to that.
That's right.
Look at the people with the signs who are out.
Get it. One interesting thing that will please you. Rocky got the advance on the Daily News poll. They take a poll.
Oh.
And, know what they say, this is O'Neill who takes it, and it's 58-32.
Oh, isn't that great?
In New York State, 58-32.
What do you think of that? Well, that's awful encouraging.
Hmm?
That really is. Does that come out for tomorrow or the next day?
Oh, we don't know. Next couple, 3 days, you never know, but...
They start about 10 days.
Yeah, 58-32 is their first poll, which is, of course, a total landslide. Hell, it can't change. That's all there is to it.
Well, an interesting thing, Frank Stan called me and gave me New Jersey, which...
What did he say?
CBS will announce tomorrow. And it's similar. It just amazes me because...
It doesn't bear out McGregor's concern that we ought to go and make a speech there?
No. I was just thinking of that because McGregor had said we're worried about New Jersey.
Look, if New York is 58-32, you're going to take New York, you're going to take Pennsylvania, you're going to take New Jersey, you're going to take Connecticut, you're going to take Rhode Island,
and
you have a chance in Massachusetts, although just a bare chance.
No, I would say with that kind of a spread, we would take Massachusetts. But
what did he have?
New Jersey is 55-24, and that was taken yesterday.
Jesus Christ. That's 2-1.
Yes, sir. Taken yesterday. Of course, that's a high undecided, but...
that doesn't make any difference. Doesn't make any difference.
600 sample. In the middle of September, they took New Jersey, and it was 58-24, so that's 3 points.
Yeah.
Down.
Chuck, there isn't enough change to make it much difference, really.
No, same thing in Rhode Island. I got the Becker poll today, which...
What does it show? Still holding?
57-33.
Mm-hmm. Well, that in Rhode Island, you see.
Oh, sure.
33-43-53. Jesus Christ, that's a
24-point spread.
Anything else new on your side?
No, those two polls were the only things of significance.
You would have liked being with us today, I guess. It was really great. God, then every Catholic school, the nuns were out. All the high school bands and the rest were out.
Isn't
the hard hats were out there with Don Rogers, The And the interesting thing was, as you go by service stations or garages or bars, all of the workers were out waving and shouting and raising hell. And the people that were demonstrating were a bunch of asshole kids, the most ugly bastards you ever saw.
Well, it's a very...
I see the TV, and I just can't get Haldeman's crowd to understand that they got to take pictures of these people. They are the most horrible-looking people. Oh, well, it doesn't make any difference. I really think we ought to forget all that and just kick the shit out of McGovern.
Well, I think that's what the hell we're doing, Mr. President. I think he...
How do your boys, you get any offensive started today?
Yes, the Vice President was great today on amnesty. He really was. He had some very good stuff on that.
I hit it in my speech, too. I had dedicated laid the first wreath at the Eastchester thing, and I said, and the crowd, we had hecklers in the hall, and it was very hard to talk, but I said, I just laid this wreath, I said it very quietly, and I said, as I laid the wreath, the thought, and stood back for the moment of silence, it occurred to me, I did it very low key, I said that instead of all this talk about amnesty for those that deserted America, let's honor those that served America. Shit, they come apart.
Yeah,
they come apart.
It really has a tremendous amount of appeal. It just brings the crowds out of their seat, no question about it. And that today, between your campaigning and the Vice President's, we didn't have any of our big surrogates who are out, or other surrogates who are out. We have Richardson kicking hell out of them at the Detroit Economic Club on welfare tomorrow.
Good.
We have people each day this week with good hard stuff that I'm a firm believer right to the very bitter end we'll keep the pressure on this guy. Although I must say, Mr. President, that I just see nothing anywhere of what you might expect to have started happening before this, but certainly to be happening by now, and that is a return of the Democrats. There just isn't any of them. At least none that I could find. I certainly didn't hear it on Saturday. And these two state polls, both taken over the weekend, sure as hell don't show any movement. The New York Daily News poll that Rocky gave you, it's a phenomenal thing. I think that McGovern's constituency is a narrow, very, very narrow band.
That's the point, Chuck. That's the thing that these assholes like Mary McGrory and the rest don't realize, that he's got a very narrow constituency.
Terribly. He's got the long-haired kids, and he's got the dedicated beastniks.
Well, you're a psychology professor, you know.
That's right. Yeah, Bergen County, New Jersey.
Yeah. This thing is... I mean, if everybody voted, we'd win 2-1. No, they aren't going to vote, so... But, so we'll hold it about 60-40, and that's damn good.
Yeah, could conceivably do better than that. It's a very unusual year. And I just you really have caught the mood of the vast majority of this country who've been looking for someone to speak for.
Is one thing we did here that I don't mention all of them, but I may not. I think you ought to talk to some of the press guys and Ziegler. He probably won't understand. Yeah, he will understand it. But, you know, Rockefeller said, God damn it, why doesn't somebody write the fact? I did it, of course, at all these talks, but I did it when I had the thing at the Statue of Liberty, and I did it again tonight. Throughout the speech, they were shouting, stop the war, and all that crap. And I just plowed right ahead, paid no attention, talking quietly, and the rest. And the idea that I am not being, you know, the handling of the hecklers is that I always do it that way, you know. I handle them that way. What do you think? You think we could get one of our people? Who the hell could write that?
Well, I would think, I'm sure we get it out of the Jerry Greens, who probably traveled with you and would have a good
reaction. Maybe it's worth writing. Maybe it isn't. It is worth writing.
Yeah, damn right it is. It's a good story. I would think some of the traveling press corps, Mr. President, we could talk to. Scully would be a good fellow there.
Right. Get it to Scully. Good.
He'd be the kind of fellow that...
Okay. Well, sorry to keep you up so late.
No, sir. I'm just delighted. It's a great day.
I just spent an hour with Kissinger, so a little tired. Okay. Bye.
Thank you, Mr. President.